You were listening to The Songwriter's Cookbook, recipes, facts, and insights into the music of famous and up-and-coming artists. I'm D. Grant Smith. Punk rock has many forms and flavors, but in the south side of Chicago, a new sound has emerged. Flatfoot 56, the Celtic punk group, has been changing the punk scene for nearly 10 years and touring around the world. Lead singer and songwriter Tobin shares an insight into their history.
One of the biggest things was when we started, we just thought it'd be cool to throw bagpipes in a punk band. As time went on, we've always kind of loved the Celtic styles and stuff like that. So that's been kind of one of the things that's really impacted what's going on and stuff. But yeah, man, just pretty much went at it, just trying to see how it would work. And only one of the band members is actually has any Irish blood or Scottish blood in him. So it's one of those things. But our environment in the south side of Chicago is very, you're a product of your environment. So the south side Irish is the thing that's kind of notorious for Chicago. So it's kind of the world that we live in, Really, what's so cool about Celtic punk in general, or Celtic music in general, is it doesn't only apply to taste, but it also applies to heritage for a lot of people. So Irish people of all different, backgrounds, and they all definitely hear it, and it reminds them of their grandparents or their history as an Irish person. And then those that don't listen to it, everybody celebrates St. Patrick's Day whether you're Irish or not. So it's just one of those things where Celtic music in general is not necessarily just Irish music. It's also Scottish music. It's also Welsh music. We grew up with Josh, our backpacker. He one day we started a three-piece punk band. Justin, Kyle, and I, the bass player and drummer, and then I played the guitar. We were just like, hey, you want to come in and do a stand-in and play bagpipes for like one of our songs, in our band? And Josh was like, sure. And he came over and he's like, well, hey, listen, I play guitar too. You want me to kind of just play guitar with you guys too? And we're like, hey, that sounds good. Just come on in and you can join the band. And we didn't really expect it to go very long as it has. Yeah, he just kind of came along, and he's an amazing person to be in a band with. So.
Their most recent release, Jungle of the Midwest Sea, showcases the band's maturity as musicians and songwriters, with ongoing themes of love and peace in a music scene that defies authority and promotes anger, such as the track Loaded Gun.
Loaded Gun is basically, it kind of uses a metaphor of this is my weapon, and it talks basically about a person's perspective who is not about hating somebody for their skin color, but their whole perspective is meant to be showing of love. That's a very different concept to the scene that we're in, that we spend a lot of time playing for. Usually people's whole mentality is, well, get back at those that get back at you, fight until you're, until you can't fight anymore. The song basically just talks about, my loaded gun is not my hate, but it's my love. My attitude is actually, you hate to use that as a weapon, but sometimes you gotta use language that people understand. It kind of just challenges that whole mindset of, I am defined by how hard I can use my fists. And basically, it says, hey, listen, how hard can you love? How hard can you, when it's tough, can you actually use what you have inside of you as something that can disarm people rather than through violence? I'm not a pacifist. I don't think any of us are. But I think sometimes there's things that can be handled in different ways.
The story of the prodigal child comes close to home on The Same Old Story.
The words, The Same Old Story, the whole story, the whole song takes basically a look at the life of somebody who just walks away from what their family and what their father, suggests that they do. And that song is a bit more personal for us. Boy, like, three of us are brothers, and we have a sibling who kind of went away, and so it kind of took more of a personal note, and she came back and stuff, and it was really cool to see her come back. But she went through, a time where she just kind of got away and dealt with a lot of stuff, and went through absolute hell in some cases just to experience what she thought she was looking for. And when it really came back down to it, all that she found was right there all along, and she just wasn't opened up to it. And she's back now. We love her to death. She hangs out with us all the time, and she's totally, totally rad. It was just, it's kind of it's the same old story. It's the prodigal son story. It's the same old story of grace, the same old story of the ever open arms of the Father always being there, and realizing, you know, hey, we can question, but at the same time, no matter what, if you really don't want to know the answer, you're going to really go through some problems. Just kind of learn it in the onset, and you'll save yourself a lot of trouble.
And the idea or theme of getting past the talk and challenging people to do what they say is shown in City on a Hill.
City on a Hill is a song basically written about some friends of mine who, when we were growing up, were always there, were always involved in our church and that kind of thing. And basically, when they got older, they kind of all just fell away and started doing their own thing. And it kind of inspired the song. Kind of talks a little bit of when you say that you are something, it's really important to actually do what you're talking about, what your words match up with your lifestyle. City on a Hill pretty much is a challenge, you know, to those that start out claiming something and going crazy with it, and then just start fading away, not for any good reason or for any, you know, thing. They just don't want to do it anymore, and it kind of, their faith was kind of a fad in their life, but now it's over. It's a very strong song. It's a very straightforward song, but it's also a song that's sung in love, and that's something that we always try to keep that in the mindset. Is, you know, way too many punk bands just get weight. They spend all their time just bashing everything, but without giving a good solution to it, or giving a good way out, or good support for when somebody wants to get out of the way that they're acting. And that's our heart is just to change, not necessarily just to bash on people's change, but also to help them come out of it. I take pride in what I do to service my own joy. I will work hard for you, because I'm an
all-American boy. Flatfoot 56 continues to record and tour. Look for them coming to your city and listen to their tracks on their website, myspace.com/flatfoot56. That's Flatfoot with the numbers 56. For The Appetizer, I'm D. Grant Smith. This has been the Songwriter's Cookbook.